Welcome to episode 2 of Back Porch Pilgrimage. Thanks for joining me on the journey. Every guidebook I read and every discussion forum I visited in the years before I left home to walk the Camino de Santiago devoted significant space to the subject of the pack. And while there were a myriad of opinions about the type of pack best suited for the walk, everyone agreed about one thing. Pack lightly, they all said. After all, the pilgrim was going to be hauling the pack around for miles on end over all sorts of terrain for weeks. The general rule of thumb for the weight of the pack seemed to be no more than 10% of one's body weight. Though a few veterans were resolute about a number, it had to be under 14 pounds total, including the weight of the pack itself. And the overwhelming corollary to pack lightly was this: every pilgrim invariably overpacks, including this pilgrim. My rig weighed in at 14.8 pounds, and I remember thinking to myself, what difference could 12.8 ounces possibly make? By day 3, though, after walking up one side of the Pyrenees and down the other, my body answered that rhetorical question in no uncertain terms. 12.8 ounces made lots of difference. So, I did what every pilgrim does. I began to reassess everything I had in the pack. And so, I parted ways with some things I had been absolutely convinced were necessities before I left home. Mostly, what was jettisoned were the few items I had packed just in case. As it happened, I never missed them once I was able to let them go, once I was able to leave them behind for another pilgrim who might have had a need for them. These past few weeks of sheltering in place have had me doing some serious reevaluation of all the stuff I've been dragging around behind me in my day-to-day life. The bottom line is, I have too much, and I'm not simply talking about tangible items like books, gadgets, papers, and the assorted detritus of a lifetime of accumulation. I'm also hauling around too many unrealistic expectations, too much regret, an oversupply of guilt, and the debilitating burden of perfectionism, which leads me to never quite appreciate who I am or the blessings I've received through no real effort of my own. So the question I'm asking myself these days is, how can I lighten my load? What can I finally let go of and leave behind once and for all? After all, I can't help another pilgrim along their way if all of my energy is being expended hauling my own crud around. And if you're kind of weary too, I'd like to remind you of some words from Jesus that I've been really thinking about and which have been speaking to me this week. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.